Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stones bringing us back. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Mark Stieber. He's with Jackson Hewitt, and he's a new friend today, but not for long. We're going to get him back again. He's got a lot more to teach us. Mark, thanks again for being here. Tell us about Jackson Hewitt.
Well, Jackson Hewitt's been around for, gosh, well over a quarter of a century. We're very fortunate to have about 6,000 locations. Including two of our great partners. We're in about 3,000 Walmarts, which may sound a little odd if you've not seen one of those, but the reality is, for a lot of folks, that is just how they like to have their taxes done, you know, while they're shopping. We have about 20,000 professionals, and we are stacked up to the bare with people on extra hours right now in this last week of tax season. So it's a good place to go if you need some help or you just want to know what to do or how to get started.
So JacksonHewitt.com, is that how they find you?
www.jacksonhewitt.com, and it's really great. You can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you, it's like on those little maps, they'll give you the little dots and show you all the offices near you and the phone numbers and the hours, you know, all the stuff to make it convenient. One of the things, Jim, I would point out on the website, and most of your listeners should always have a good tax resource, you know, whatever resource they want, whether it's irs.gov or jacksonhewitt.com, but there's lots of tools today. We're just like everyone else in that we have lots of tools, what to do to get started, what to not miss, how to, find the credits that apply to you.
How to be prepared when you take your taxes to a tax preparer?
Exactly.
I would think that would be a really important one to make sure you got your cornflakes together when you show up.
So, that's a good way to jumpstart your return because, doing your taxes is not just paying a person to do them. You have to be involved. You have to tell them about your life changes during the year.
After all, you're signing it and you're the one the government's going to come back to if it ain't right.
Well, and more importantly, you're the one who knows about the thing you did this year that might lead to a new benefit or a credit or a deduction.
Right.
And since
right.
the tax code's about 70,000 pages, you kind of have to be involved if you're going to get that big refund we talked about earlier.
What are some of the specific ways you see people taking advantage of to minimize taxes?
Well, first of all, it's really a very simple equation to get the biggest refund. You have to use technology, and that's whether you do it yourself or whether you pay someone. The days of your dad sitting there at the kitchen table with all the forms, cursing the IRS, that's really kind of over.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to have technology. So whether you pay someone to use a sophisticated program that's tied into all the new laws or you do it yourself, I would tell folks to kind of shy away from the telephone or shy away from the smartphone. You see a lot of commercials about doing your taxes on the phone. Yeah, that's not a best practice. You need to have someone who's got a full computer with all the laws
and
in it.
Knows the update stuff. I haven't done my own taxes, and there are a lot of people out there with grown children who weren't born when the last time I did my taxes. So folks, get somebody to help you. It's not worth it. What's it cost? What's it cost to get an average individual tax return done? $100?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot less than you think, and ours start at about 50 for the real easy ones, but what we find is a lot of folks have a lot more opportunity to jumpstart that refund with other stuff,
right.
And we'll talk about your self-employed independents here in a minute. They have some of the best laws.
Well,
but, it starts at 50 and goes up from there, depending on complexity.
Let's go to the ones you just mentioned, the self-employed. I got a couple of minutes left. What would you recommend to them?
Well, first of all, a lot of folks that come in say, I did a little bit of work on the side, but I'm not going to report that. I'm going to be ahead of the game. I'm not going to pick that income up because they didn't get a 1099 or whatever. And what I always tell folks is, you may think you're improving your situation by leaving money off. Well, first, that's wrong. But more importantly, as you go and grow and try to borrow money or business partners, you need to have something. And the first thing, if we've learned this election season, is they want to see the tax return and where you put that money
that's right.
on there.
That's right.
So put your income on there. But more important than that, Jim, and this is the real nut for your listeners, there's so many deductions and so many credits and so many areas for opportunity. You know, by putting that income on there, you can probably also put on there, you know, any number of deductions that are related to your activity, and more than just the simple home office deduction, but fees and wages you might pay to someone, and business insurance and health insurance and continuing education, gifts. The list goes on. And a good pro can help you identify all of those. You don't have
and
to build an
sure
entire enormous...
And make sure that you don't double up on things when you shouldn't. Like having...
More importantly, yeah, you don't double dip because they'll figure that out.
But you can it would offset... be easy to accidentally do it or maybe not to do it the right way. And what you're trying to do is get your tax done and get a refund coming to you if you got one coming, but and avoid an audit. And mistakes are where the audits arise from, aren't they?
Well, and the IRS has gotten very good at, you know, networking their computers with other systems, so they're better at it than you think. But the thing that I tell people is make sure you get all the deductions and all the credits that the law allows. And you may end up with a tax loss at the end of the day with regular income and get an even bigger refund than just leaving those items off your return and think you're being clever. So be sure you talk to a pro, especially if you're self-employed guy.
I got 30 seconds. Let's talk about extensions. I've extended for dates every time, automatic. What do you think?
Well, extensions are great, but they're not what everybody thinks they are. They're only an extension of time to file your paper. Jim, and anyone else listening knows you still got to pay your taxes by that midnight on the 18th. Mm-hmm. You just send in the piece of paper. That stops some of the penalties, but you really do have to pay in your taxes with the extension, or you run the risk of that dreaded letter from the IRS with some sort of an assessment. So even though you only have about 6 days, that's still plenty of time. As I say, we at Jackson Hewitt and others, we've staffed up extra hours, extra people. Most folks who come in who think they need to extend, you know, don't. People like yourself are probably waiting some other paperwork,
K-1
or something like that hasn't come in yet. But for the
Hey, Mark, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.